Listen, today's Monday.
How long have I been asleep?
Not long enough.
Wake up! Wake up!
Another day, another dollar.
A dollar? I've never seen a dollar.
Get paid for that
day. Just gets worse and worse.
Holy Monday morning chit-chat at the water cooler. The only reason to have done stuff over the weekend.
Okay, guys, everybody act really happy. It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Fooled you, didn't we?
I hate Tuesday so much, I want it to be Monday twice.
That's exactly right.
Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Well, good morning and welcome. Yes, it is Tuesday morning, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Beautiful day. Skies are blue. Looking good. It's going to be kind of windy today, but it's going to be warm. Going to hit like 80 degrees inland. Yesterday turned out pretty nice, didn't it, huh?
It sure did.
What a fine day.
It's odd at 10 minutes of 5 for it to be light out.
I know.
Oh, I know.
Very strange.
It's awesome.
Very strange. That won't last long.
Wow, okay.
It just got a little darker. Well, I guess in another 8 or 9 days, the days get shorter.
There you go. Just, yep, it's all over now, man.
That's so telling.
It's going to be snowing any time now. Okay, well,
okay,
listen.
Anything else?
Yeah, hey, amazing things are happening in Singapore.
Oh, that's never going to work.
Yeah. Now, let's not be negative about the whole thing. Maybe the thing will work out. So we're going to bring up to speed on everything that's going on in Singapore. The meeting took place. We were just chatting here about, you know, the two men, you know, the President of the United States and the, what is the Supreme Leader, Kim Jong-un. They meet, just by themselves with only their interpreters. And so I'm thinking, you know, how can you be sure the interpreter isn't pulling something and not really, you know, saying what he said?
Right. You know? You don't.
That'd be a great plot for a spy novel or something.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Yeah. That's not what he said.
Shouldn't there be a couple of interpreters, like, you know, checks and balances?
Check on each other? Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so we got...
Well, the checks were there, too? My God.
Wow, this is
so international.
Thing.
They're friendly.
Okay, so we got all that coming up for you this morning here. And another thing, of course, Dennis Rodman is there. So I'm thinking...
Nothing makes sense. I'm living in the upside down. I don't understand.
So I'm thinking, how does Dennis Rodman get money to do this? I think I got it figured out. Okay, we'll share this for you coming up in the program this morning. Let me see. Oh, and Kim Jong-un travels with his own traveling toilet. This report is coming up for you as well.
I bring my own hair dryer. I get it.
summer travel trips. Tips, we got that for you this morning. Red Sox, if you stayed up late and watched the Sox, you're probably really tired this morning, but they pulled it out.
But
right
you're really happy because the pitching staff was awesome.
And how much did Gronk win at the Belmont Stakes?
Oh,
we have that for you this morning.
And
at 7:25 this morning, now this you'll make a note because LBF is going to answer one of the all-time questions. Why don't women's clothes have pockets?
We need more pockets.
Okay. All of this.
And we have to talk about Burger Wars.
Oh, the Burger Wars.
With IHOB throwing its pancake into the ring.
Okay, all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And, of course, in 10 minutes, win a grand in 60 seconds.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has arrived because Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air, and our player this morning is Andrew Coffey from beautiful Hampton, New Hampshire, and he's on the line right now this morning. Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Good. Now, Andrew, I understand you're a logistics manager. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
You know, his odds of winning could be pretty good here because you think of a logistics manager, very well organized, you know, good memory, very linear thinking. Does that pretty much describe you there, Andrew?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah, sure, whatever.
I don't even know what logistics means.
Here's what we're going to do. LBF is going to take 60 seconds. During that 60 seconds, she's going to ask you 10 questions. If you don't know the answer to the question, don't waste any time. Just say pass, move on to the next one. You've got time left over at the end. You can come back and pick it up. If you get them all 10 right within the 60 seconds before the very annoying buzzer goes off, a Century Bank is going to give you $1,000 in cash. Does that sound pretty good?
Fantastic.
Okay. Are you prepared?
Yes, sir.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. How old are you?
53.
What's 10 plus 8?
18.
Who won the NBA Finals?
Golden State.
What horse is this year's Triple Crown winner? Name one of the hosts of this year's Tony Awards.
Josh Groban.
Which city is the capital of Utah?
Salt Lake.
What dictator is Donald Trump meeting in Singapore?
Kim Jong-un.
What type of fish is Nemo in the Disney movie?
He's a clownfish.
Who founded the first public library in the United States?
Pat.
True or false, Mortimer Mouse was Mickey Mouse's original name?
No, Steamboat Willie.
Okay, back to what horse was this Triple Crown winner?
Triple Crown winner, Justify.
Oh! That's the buzzer!
Okay, you got Justify in, but you passed on another one and you had one missed one. So the...
Eight. You were really close. Eight. You were really good. Oh. Benjamin Franklin was the first... who founded the first public library in the United States. And Mortimer Mouse was, in fact, Mickey Mouse's original name. The first movie was Steamboat Willie. But
So there you go. But we do have a fine contest. I mean, that was really good. So we have a fine consolation prize for you.
Jumped up and down at one point.
I think you're going to be happy. A family 4-pack of tickets to the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301, part of the Monster Energy Car and NASCAR Cup Series. It's July 22nd, New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Grab tickets and more at Ticketmaster.com. So enjoy the event. Thank you very much for being a member of the nation. Have yourself a terrific day today, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Okay, you did a good job there. Okay, everybody else, if you would like to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds, it's so very simple because if you get them all right in 60 seconds, you're going to get yourself $1,000 from Century Bank. Log on to WRR.com and register to qualify to play.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So the Singapore Summit is really a big deal. I mean, you can tell it's a big deal.
Should be a drink. Singapore Summit.
Yeah, the Singapore Summit is a big deal. You can always tell when all the networks have all of their, you know, major TV networks have all their anchors there.
Yes.
You know, in the city, you know. So this is a rather large deal. So things got started off pretty good. So the president comes out, Kim Jong-il come out. And they shake hands. Then Kim Jong-il says in English.
I'm sorry.
Il was the father. On. On says in English, nice to meet you, Mr. President. And they take some pictures. And then they go inside. And they pose for some more pictures. And President Trump says, you know, it was a pleasure to meet him. After the photos, they have a one-on-one meeting with just the two of them and their translators. And then they bring in their, you know, their helpers. Like Chief of Staff Kelly's there. Secretary of State Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton are all there. After that, they had lunch. And if anybody cares what they had for lunch, they had beef short ribs. Beef short ribs, prawns, fried rice, and Haagen-Dazs for dessert.
So
they're eating well.
What kind of Haagen-Dazs? Does it say vanilla, butter pecan?
Didn't say.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway. You know, it's interesting, you know, I don't know, it's a crazy situation going on, but the craziest thing is that Kim Jong-un likes to bring certain things with him when he travels. Like, I like to bring my own hair dryer, and I like to bring my own curling iron, and my own soap.
He really packs, you know, not a light packer.
No, not a light packer at all. This, Seth Meyers was talking about it last night, and this is what he had to say.
According to reports, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un brought his own toilet to Singapore for his summit with President Trump to prevent intelligence agencies from using the sewer to get information on his health. Said intelligence agencies, we're just going to go ahead and guess bad then.
That's funny. Yeah.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Lauren and Wally What Are the Odds report. How much did Gronk win when he bet on his own horse in the Belmont Stakes?
How much?
He bet $69 and he won $950.
Of course that's not bad.
Okay, that's Gronk for you. Okay, and item number two in What Are the Odds? This happened over the weekend. It happened down out in Oakland. Baseball game, the Oakland A's are playing the Kansas City Royals. And a fan caught a foul ball in the seventh inning. And on the very next pitch, he caught another foul ball that was hit right to him. I mean, directly to him. He didn't even have to move either time. And, here's what he had to say about it.
Well, I was just sitting there, and I looked down, and the ball was coming straight at me. So I caught the first one, and by the time I could get get the other ball and put it in my pocket. The other one was coming at me, and I had to grab. And I reached up and grabbed the other one too.
Okay, now that's pretty amazing because you got what, like, you know, 40,000 people in the stands, and a foul ball. What are the odds of that happening?
The odds of catching one foul ball in a baseball game has been put at about 1 in 580. Not bad.
580. Okay.
The odds of catching two in a game are 1 in 336,400.
Okay. Whoa. So you're probably saying, "Well, I bet that never happened before." Wrong. Exactly 1 year ago, in the same ballpark.
No, sir.
The same thing happened.
Yeah.
Different guy. The other guy wasn't quite as good because he caught one of his on his on the bounce. This guy caught
both. No, this guy, the guy that did it last year. I'm just watching his video. He's a grown man who brought a glove to a game, and he had to, like, range to get a couple.
Yeah,
like, one of them he had to go way forward to get it. This guy boom, did it over the weekend. It was, like, right to his
to
seat.
Back to back. That's amazing. You don't see that in Major League in the game.
That's an amazing thing.
Right?
Okay, and speaking of baseball, you're probably a little tired if you couldn't give up on it last night, right?
You know, congratulations, my mighty Mustangs rolled to a 5-3 win in the tournament. I went to the game yesterday. Very exciting.
Yep.
So then I went home. I had baseball fever. I put the game on. Oh, my God, it's scoreless in the sixth inning. I start to win.
That's right.
So you could categorize the game as either a complete snooze fest or a spectacular pitcher's duel.
Hey, well, Stephen Wright was great.
He was terrific. 6 1/3 shutout innings. The Red Sox go on to a 2-0 win over the Orioles. Jackie Bradley Jr., Brock Holt, they both knocked in sacrifice flies in the top of the 12th inning.
Wow.
Sox win 2-0. Wright, 6 2/3 shutout innings. The bullpen, 5 1/3 shutout. They were awesome. Heath Hembry the win, Craig Kimbrell the save, Mookie Betts 1-for-5 in his return to the lineup. That's good. Tonight at Camden Yards, Eduardo Rodriguez will face David Hess. Patriots resumed voluntary OTAs yesterday. Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski were not there. They will not be there for the rest of the week, according to the NFL Network. Yep. How'd you like to be NBA playoff MVP? Kevin Durant of the Golden State Warriors. The owner of Golden State says the free agent deserves whatever he wants for a contract, which will bring him about $40 million a year.
Wow. A year.
That's 40 with a million. 4 and a 0 million dollars a year.
Wow.
That's about $500,000 a game.
Wow.
That's amazing.
A lot
that
of money.
That is
Boy,
amazing.
I wish I played
okay.
basketball.
And speaking of amazing, ladies and gentlemen, the Brian Ballbuster is coming up next.
That's right. It's Rich's birthday, and he's got himself tickets to go see Springsteen on Broadway. But I call him to let him know there's some specific rules if you really want to go to the show.
Have you played Born in the USA at your 4th of July cookout?
Yeah, I played a lot of music.
Bruce originally wrote that song as kind of a protest song, and Mr. Springsteen does not like when people play it as kind of like a rah-rah song, you know? He's not sure you really get what he's doing with his music.
It's a great song. I play songs I like in my cookout. Is that against the law now?
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, how we doing?
Hello. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, you know Bruce Springsteen's playing on Broadway?
Yeah.
Well, Rich has tickets. His wife, Kelly, is a little annoyed that that's all he's talking about, so she wanted us to give him a little Brian Bellbuster to bring him down to earth a little bit. So we called him as a Ticketmaster.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Rich.
Hey, this is Rich.
Hi, Rich. Tim from Ticketmaster here.
Hi.
I have it here that you've got your tickets for Bruce Springsteen, the Springsteen on Broadway acoustic solo performance. You have the tickets for that?
Yeah, because the tickets are all set to go.
Excellent.
Just print them out, right?
Well, it's a little more involved because this is just an intimate night with Bruce, his guitar, piano, and Bruce's stories.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Well, we've verified that it's you. You've filled out all that stuff, and you had the survey that you filled out when you got your tickets?
Yeah, I filled it out, sure.
It's a little formality. We kind of have to go over these. It's kind of an audience screening. And
an audience screening?
Mr. Springsteen likes to make sure that the theater is actually filled with true fans.
Oh, well, I mean, I go back to Asbury Park. I've been a fan forever. I've seen it a bunch of times.
Yep. It does seem like you're a fan, so that's awesome. But, you know, we've looked at your profile, and Mr. Springsteen actually has a few issues with your profile.
What?
Yes, and he actually has these questions that he wanted us to ask you as part of this audience screening. Rich, were you standing at a Fleetwood Mac show recently?
Yeah, we saw Fleetwood Mac.
Were you standing up, like at the show?
Yeah, I mean, just getting into it. I mean, everyone's standing up.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
Mr. Springsteen doesn't want anyone standing at this show because it's that intimate scene.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I really just was, everyone else is standing, so I thought, you know.
I gotcha. That's fine. You know, that shouldn't be a problem.
I want to be able to see the show. So.
Have you eaten at a Chick-fil-A recently?
Well, I don't get what that has to do with anything.
Bruce doesn't really like their politics that much, so he doesn't like people that eat at Chick-fil-A.
It's chicken.
Maybe switch to KFC for the time being, you know?
Popeyes.
I've never seen an artist that's this detailed, really.
Call him the boss for a reason, right?
That's true. He is the boss, you know? Fine.
KFC. Whatever.
Okay. All right. Have you played Born in the USA at your 4th of July cookout?
Yeah, I played a lot of music.
Bruce originally wrote that song as kind of a protest song, and Mr. Springsteen does not like when people play it as kind of like a rah-rah song, you know? He's not sure get what he's doing with his music.
It's a great song. I play songs I like at my cookout. Is that against the law now?
Well, I'm just kind of going off of Bruce's questions here, you know?
I mean, you're telling me I can't eat Chick-fil-A? You're telling me he's going to approve my playlist for my cookouts?
Bruce really has an idea of who he wants in the audience. I'm afraid we are going to have to refuse your ticket request.
I paid for the tickets already. I paid for the tickets. I paid for a hotel.
I'm just from Ticketmaster,
so... I bought the tickets from.
Ticketmaster. So I don't have anything to do with the hotel. You might be able to get a refund on the hotel. It's early enough. But you clicked the agree button, so we aren't going to issue any refunds because you filled out the survey and everything.
You can't take my tickets, so I paid for the tickets.
Because of the special show, it was in the fine print. You checked that box, you know that?
I know one reads the fine print.
Actually, here's another one here. What station do you listen to your Bruce Springsteen? Is there a station you listen to?
You know, I listen to WRR, whatever.
Do you ever hear the Brian Bell Busters on WROR?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
This is Brian Bell from Lorna Wally.
Oh, you...
Your wife, Kelly, knew how excited you were for this show and just thought it'd be fun to mess with you.
Oh,
you're okay. You can play Bruce at your cookouts. You can go to Chick-fil-A. You can stand up at Fleetwood Mac shows if you really want to.
All right, I'm going.
You have a great time at the show. Keep listening to Bruce Springsteen on WROR and keep listening to the Lorna Wally show. And you can get Kelly back when it is her birthday, okay?
Yeah, I will. She better look out.
All right.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
So, yeah, admittedly, the Singapore Summit is a pretty big deal going on out there, but it's not the only big deal going on out there. There's something else really happening. You know the whole deal with IHOP and where they flipped the P down, made it IHOB, and then they revealed that the B stands for burgers. And so now that has ignited Burger Wars. Burger Wars.
It's not crazy.
And the response is beginning to come out about IHOP and IHOB.
Yeah, so it's IHOB. Terrible, terrible, terrible. But, you know, I mean, it's not like there aren't a lot of places that sell burgers. And the companies that sell burgers were swift in their response.
They certainly were.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
Burger King responded by changing the words on its logo image to Pancake King on Twitter and Facebook and uploading a photo of syrupy pancakes as its header and image.
Well played.
Well played. Wendy's tweeted, because, you know, Wendy's looks like a sweet little redhead, but she's a firecracker, that lady. Remember when you were like 7 and thought changing your name to Thunder Bear Sword would be super cool? Like that, but our cheeseburgers are still better. Whataburger tweeted, as much as we love our pancakes, we'd never change our name to What a Pancake. Chili's said, we don't usually throw shade, but seriously, that's what all this was about. Here's a real burger for you. And it was this Meet the Boss. It's like a giant, I mean, it's a beautiful looking burger.
I understand
feel bad
what you mean
when
you say a beautiful looking burger.
It was it's just something to behold. Denny's, Diner, Grandpa, do you remember the great burger wars? LOL, no, I was chilling, drinking milkshakes and trying to make sense of Westworld. So everybody had a little bit of a time. I don't, you know.
But they did get our attention, because I didn't realize this until I looked it up. IHOP has been selling burgers since 1958.
Yeah.
We just didn't know about it.
Well, if you went in there, you saw the menu, and it just wasn't like, I mean, you don't have to get pancakes.
I think the biggest question that came out of yesterday, too, it. So are you guys still selling pancakes?
Yeah. I know. It's really true.
Seriously?
If you want to know the nutritional value, because those are the things that are important to me.
Of course.
The IHOB hamburger has 620 calories.
Yeah.
It doesn't say how large it is. McDonald's, 240 calories. Burger King, 259. And the small burger from Five Guys, 290. So
wow.
Less than
that
half the calories.
Low.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are for just basic hamburgers. They're not that big. Like the quarter pounder has 530 calories.
Oh, okay.
And Lauren, what's your favorite meal?
Double Whopper with cheese. Two of them with a large order of fries from the King.
Yeah, roll down the window in your car when you eat those. 1,061 calories each in the hamburgers, 430 for the fries.
Wow.
That sounds pretty unhealthy to me.
Yeah, but look at you. Picture of health.
Picture of health.
Picture of health, right. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so get out and get yourself a burger today.
Yeah, if you've gone into IHOP and tried it, let us know.
Yeah, I hate the name.
Yeah, because at least hop was a word.
Yes, exactly.
IHOP is not a word.
Yeah,
okay, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we got your 720 men from Maine in this particular episode. Aoife comes home unexpectedly, and Effie says she has nothing to wear. 105.7 WRORs. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your 720 men from Maine. We tell you the time, but you have to do the math on that yourself. Here we go.
To another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, it's the middle of the afternoon when Aoife unexpectedly arrives home and discovers Effie sitting on the edge of the bed, stark naked, when we hear...
Well, for God's sakes, Effie, what are you doing, middle of the day, sitting here on the edge of the bed, all naked?
Well, Aoife, I don't have no clothes to wear.
Well, of course you do. Look in the closet here. You got a plaid dress, a flannel dress, another flannel dress, Carl the mailman.
Here's your mail, Aoife.
Thanks. A blue dress, a green dress, another plaid dress.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
We're seeing some we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
It's time now to answer one of those age-old questions. Why don't women's clothes have pockets?
The pernicious political nature of pockets. I've gotten down to it.
Wow. Okay.
Women, we have been denied our freedoms because of no pockets. And I'm not kidding. I did some deep dishing on this. Diving, dishing on pockets. I had to put my pocketbook down. So this is really interesting. You know, nobody had pockets back in the 17th century. Everybody carried these little side purses like fanny packs, but fancier.
Mm,
And so that was great. It was all equal footing. But then they started making pockets for men. And women were left behind. They've been deprived of pockets for a really long time. And the reason why is super disturbing. According to my sources, the less women can carry, the less freedom they had. Take away pockets happily hidden under garments, and you limit women's ability to navigate public spaces, to carry amounts of certain things, and then to travel unaccompanied.
Oh.
So there you go. That's first. And then Christian Dior said this. This is so interesting. I liked Christian Dior, but he's a little bag, so he has like a dog in that fight.
Well.
Men have pockets to keep things in, women for decoration. Tease apart that quote, says the person who's writing the story. You get a fairly essentialist view of gender roles. Men's dress is designed for utility. Women's is designed for beauty.
You know what? I bet you it had to do with war. Because when men had things slung across their bodies, they probably slowed them down in wartime. You know, running through the woods with their muskets.
No, it had to do with fashion.
Yeah.
No,
you're pretty sure it was fashion.
Yeah, it was fashion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not war.
Okay. But here's the question. Would you rather have pockets or all those fabulous
handbags?
I would rather have pockets.
Now.
I really would.
Really?
Here's
really?
The thing. Then, so what happened in the mid to late 1800s, women were fighting for liberation. pockets were introduced to clothing. So, you know, the suffragettes' pockets and the pants started to wear. But then post-war, pockets went out of fashion in an effort to make women's silhouettes thinner and more feminine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Vomitous.
So that's about fashion. See?
So it's about the look. So people don't want that. But the thing is that I can't put an iPhone in my teeny tiny jean pocket because
that means you're gonna have to get bigger jeans.
No, it doesn't matter. The jeans that I'm wearing right now, the front pocket is it's not a pocket; it's a fake pocket. Then you've got the little change pocket.
That's a watch.
Then you got the back pocket. It's not. Yeah, it's no good.
Are those the stinky jeans?
No, these are. We have to fight for our right to pockets.
Okay,
ladies.
Now on the other hand, I know this particular woman who, if she goes out and she buys a new pair of pants, the first thing she does is she takes them to the tailor shop and has them sew the pockets shut.
Oh my gosh, I feel sorry. She's been politicized.
Where's she finding all these pants with pockets?
I know. Where does she shop? I need to go there.
Pockets are us.
I'm telling you, there is nothing like I think the women here can really. Really understand this is when you try on a dress and it has pockets, it's like the most amazing thing ever. You're like, oh, it has pockets. And then, you know, it's like the most exciting
thing.
Maybe
you could send your pants to the tailor with Lauren's friend and they could sew the pockets into your pants.
You could take the pockets out of those pants and put them in your pants.
We got a real solution here. And then you can wear big old lumpy jeans.
There you go. Okay.
Hey, I'm already doing that right now.
We've solved that for you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got your 7:45 Dirty Laundry Report coming up today. And what are we going to cover? There's so much we got to cover for you this morning.
Guys.
Get a load of this, okay?
Springsteen backlash at the Tonys. Neil Patrick Harris has something nasty to say about the boss.
And I heard people raving about the boss. It's going to be interesting. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, here's your 7:45 Dirty Laundry update, and there's so much dirty laundry. Where can we start this morning?
Well, we've got an engagement. We've got very sad news out of California. But first, let's talk about the Broadway diss of the boss, shall we? Now, I thought this but didn't want to say anything. Did I say something? I said it in front of my TV. When Bruce Springsteen got his honorary Tony, you know, it was like, wow. You know, all these people in that room working their butts off for years on Broadway.
Right. Yeah.
And he does one show and he gets an honorary Tony. And I get how it works. I mean, he's bringing his personal story to the stage. It brings a whole other element to The Great White Way. People get excited about theater because it involves Bruce Springsteen. I get it. I get it. But you know who didn't get it? Neil Patrick Harris. He didn't get it at all. Now, he's hosted the Tonys, and he was at home live tweeting, and he tweeted at one point, how was the Alex Newell not nominated for a Tony? Springsteen won, and he uses teleprompters. I don't get the logic. And then somebody tweeted back at him, like, he's 70. Let's check your memory when you get to that age. And he said, seriously, miking actors isn't because they can't isn't because they can't project. It's for creating a proper sound mix. Using a teleprompter is just not being willing to memorize your lines. The director should have said something. Oh, wait, because I think Bruce is his own director. So there's a little bit of the shade going on, and he got a little bit of a backlash, Neil Patrick Harris, because people were, you know, kind of like,
jealous.
Whatever. And apparently people on Twitter complained that the 6-minute set was too long and cut short time slots for acceptance speeches and other performances, and this was their one and only shot. Bruce Springsteen has a shot all the time. And, you know, I think people were saying it was a little bit selfish. My guess is that it had nothing to do with him, and it was the people who put together the Tonys and said, give us 6 minutes of the boss because he sells a lot of records and a lot of tickets.
Okay.
And, you know, the lady who plays Fiona
does. If you want
doesn't.
Eyes on the Grammy, on the Tony
Tonys.
Awards, you better do
it's
something
It's a sacrifice
like this.
That you kind of have to make. Anyway, I enjoyed the Tonys very much. All right, so guess who's engaged and guess who's making a big mistake? Ariana Grande is
Being judgy.
Well, no, I just think that they're silly because Ariana Grande is 24 years old and Saturday Night Live cast member Pete Davidson is 24 years old and they are engaged after a few weeks of dating. Now, Grande just broke up with rapper Mac Miller. I don't even really care. But the fact is that they're both 24. They're both stars. They're engaged. This is a starter marriage, people. This is a starter engagement.
Okay, you think this is going to end badly then?
Yeah, but you know what's so interesting to me? How the SNL guys are like dating all these babes. You know, this guy's got Ariana Grande and then Colin Jost is dating Oh my God! I literally can. Why can't I think of her name? Tell me. Do you know her name?
Pretty Girl. Well, what's funny is like Ariana Grande was awesome when she was on Saturday Night Live too. She does great impressions and like was really
she's funny,
engaging,
she's
funny. So
yeah.
It's nice. I'm concerned about Pete.
You because he has some problems. Yeah, I was just reading that he can't perform unless he's high on marijuana.
Well, you know,
Scarlett Johansson.
Just like Lauren.
Who doesn't
Scarlett
do that?
Scarlett Johansson, everybody. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. Yeah. So anyway, well, mazel tov, kids. But you know what? I wouldn't register for China just about now.
Oh,
just and then, all right, you guys, I'm really upset about this story. It's tragic. Olympic alpine ski racer Bodie Miller is mourning the loss of his 19-month-old daughter who drowned in a pool at his home over the weekend. It is just the most tragic thing. I can't. So he's.
I like Bodie Miller a lot.
Yeah, he's got this great family, and you know he was on Instagram, and I was looking at his Instagram, and it's just crazy, and you know, it's pictures of his kids and this little girl, and how he was doing some stuff at the Olympics and how he wanted to get home to her because she was missing him very much. But anyway, you know, reminder, summer's coming. These kids and open water, it's just, you know.
I know.
Make sure there's a lifeguard.
At all times, you just got to be very, very careful.
Yeah, very, very, very careful. So okay, anyway, that is what's going on.
Could we just mention the Singapore summit is going on right now, and of all people, you know, this is really like serious business. And who are they interviewing is like Dennis Rodman, who is there. And I'm thinking, wow, that's really rather unusual. And I'm thinking, how does Dennis Rodman, where does he get all his money to travel around the world and do all this different stuff? And then bingo, it hits me when I'm watching being interviewed, he's wearing a T-shirt, and the T-shirt is for Potcoin. And Potcoin is a cryptocurrency using legalized marijuana. I'm thinking, okay, somebody says, okay, look, you get our T-shirt on TV, and we'll pay for your trip and pay you money and all that. So I think maybe that's how
they
Dennis
should blur it out.
Thing.
I mean, I think that they should, like, you know, they blur it out on TV shows and reality TV.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They should blur that stuff out so that people aren't tempted to do it.
105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the heart-pounding excitement, the thrill of Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. We have a player on the line with us this morning. Her name is Lauren Cartarelli. She is from Quincy, Massachusetts. She's a preschool teacher. Good morning, Lauren. How are you this morning? And welcome to the radio program.
I'm awesome. How are you? How's it going?
You must be so nice. A preschool teacher, like, oh my God, that's the nicest. They're the nicest.
I like to think I have some patience.
Okay. Okay, so Lauren Cartarelli, what do you have a middle name?
I do.
What is your middle name?
It's Belle.
Okay. Lauren.
Stop it.
Okay.
Oh my
Get
God.
Out of town.
Lauren Belle, that's nice.
Okay. Wow.
Lauren Belle Cartarelli, meet Lauren Beckham Falcone and Lauren Frederick Owens. It's the Three Lauren Show going on this morning.
That's the best name there is.
Okay. So here's what's going to happen to you. May we call you Belle?
Yeah,
okay. Here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in a 1 minute time period. You're going to hear the ticking in the background. At any time, you can say pass and move on. If you have time left before the annoying buzzer goes off at the end, you can come back and pick those up. If you get all 10 right within 60 seconds, you win $1,000 from Century Bank. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds great to me.
Okay. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here we go, everybody. 3, 2, 1, go.
What color are Smurfs?
Blue.
Who sings Love is a Battlefield?
Pat Benatar.
Spell Billerica.
B-I-L-E-R-I-C-A.
Finish this slogan. Have a Coke and a...
smile.
What strange household item did Kim Jong-un bring with him to Singapore?
Oh, pass.
What car company makes the 4Runner?
Toyota.
Who did Princess Fiona marry in this movie about an ogre?
Shrek.
Which planet in our solar system is known for having rings?
Saturn.
What does the E in Geico stand for?
Can I pass?
Yep. True or false, the total number of cities and towns in Massachusetts is 250.
Sorry?
True or false, the total number of cities and towns in Massachusetts is 250.
I say false.
Okay.
Oh. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, correct. And you passed on a couple and you missed one.
Yeah, you missed one. Oh. Bill Ricka has two L's. B-I-L-L-E-R-I-C-A.
Oh,
tricky.
Yeah, a lot of times people don't even say any of them.
I know.
Ricka.
The strange household item Kim Jong-un brought with him to Singapore, a toilet, if you can believe that, and the E in Geico stands for employees. But strong showing.
Very strong
really
showing.
Good. I mean, really good.
For you.
Bye-bye.
A fine consolation prize. A family four-pack of tickets to the Foxwood Resort Casino's 301, part of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, July 22nd, New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Grab tickets and more info at Ticketmaster.com. We'll ship those off to you. Have yourself a great day. You did
awesome.
A very good job, okay?
Thank you so much.
Have a good day at school.
Thank you for playing. You'll have a terrific day at
Bye,
school.
Bye, Lauren Bell.
Okay. And play fair on the playground, okay, Bell? I know you will. Everybody else, if you'd like to play, you got to register first. Log on to WRR.com. Register. You could be playing. Win a grand in 60 seconds and win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. 105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lorna Wadi Morning Show, and we're all kind of, you know, very carefully, closely following the Singapore Summit. And suddenly we think, wow, the Singapore Summit, that sounds like a really great name for a drink. So what would you have in
Who
a Singapore?
Who said that?
Okay. Well, what would you think said that? So the question is, we'll start off, everybody's heard of a Singapore Sling. It was a drink that was invented right there in Singapore in a place called Raffles, which is a, you know, fancy nightclub and hotel and all that sort of thing. So what's in a Singapore Sling?
Oh, my God, there's a lot. This is a mixed drink. Gin is the alcohol used in it. It's served in a hurricane glass. All right, so you've got gin, cherry liqueur, Cointreau,
Benedictine, yep.
Grenadine, pineapple juice,
wow.
Lime juice, and Angostura bitters. You
wow.
pour it all in a shaker filled with ice cubes, shake well, strain into a highball glass, garnish with a pineapple and a maraschino cherry. I don't like those. And you're on your way.
Okay.
I think that's a complicated drink, although these are complicated times.
Well, let's keep it very... Let's see if we can simplify it. Hang on, we got... Bob's on the line from Quincy. Hey, Bob, what do you think we should make the Singapore Summit with?
Well, the main ingredient would be Tang.
Tang.
And the the secret ingredient would be vodka.
Tang. Vodka. And vodka.
Tang and vodka.
Tang and vodka. Okay,
okay.
What Neil Armstrong
yes.
drinks.
That's exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to call that a Neil Armstrong,
yeah, okay.
actually.
Okay, I think
Let's
we got a better idea for that one, Bob. Okay, Bob, thanks for calling me. Well, you know, whatever it involves, I think it, you know, because Kim Jong-un is there, it's got to involve nuts.
Well, you could have almond liqueur and anything you put in there and then shake
that's,
it with a little
true.
Bit of a flip. Actually, that's true. Like a flip is a drink with an egg white beaten.
Right, yeah.
So we
yep.
could do an almond flip because that's nutty and it's you can't really trust it. Cody, our... producer said, this is my favorite, sake and fireball.
Well, there is a little nuclear stuff that
hangs. Yeah, exactly. That's a brilliant combination. Okay. It sounds very dangerous.
Very dangerous. And, you know, there might be a couple reasons not to, you know, really totally 100% trust Kim Jong-un.
Oh, you think?
So, you know,
I mean,
just,
let's
you know,
not forget this guy's kind of horrible.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, you got to kind of remember. First of all, he had his uncle assassinated.
Yep.
And then he had his half-brother assassinated. Allegedly.
He actually banned drinking last year, too. So
he did?
Yeah. Boy, but I guess
he
started?
Doesn't
these.
I don't know. I mean, are they going to discuss that?
But he brought his sister with him.
He
well,
did?
Actually, he didn't bring her. Because he and his toilet traveled separately.
But that's insane.
His sister came in a different, you know, on a different flight because they didn't want to have the two of them together on the same plane. So, anyway.
I would think the drink would have to have a Jager bomb in it if it involves Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway,
you know,
I'm going to get
right.
on that. I'm going to have Dave Falcone create a Singapore Summit and see what he comes up with. He's really good at making drinks.
We'll let you know what happens. Okay. Okay, so we've been working, looking for the, you know, the perfect ingredients for the Singapore Summit, which is a new drink that we think should be invented to commemorate the Singapore Summit. So, what do you have for us here?
Well, I used to live in Korea. I was stationed there.
Uh-huh.
And, their drink of choice is soju, which is like grain alcohol. And it's just like drinking toilet water. And I'm not kidding you, because I've been there and lived there and drank lots of soju, and it nearly killed me.
And you're still alive to talk about it.
I am. So perfect drink, soju with like toilet water.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Sounds pretty tasty to me.
I heard from a good source that Kim Jong-un actually drinks $6,000 bottles of Hennessy, which is a cognac.
I want to know how she knows what toilet water tastes like.
Really?
Yeah. That is a really good point.
Where's Hennessy made?
I don't know. France, because it's a cognac.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay,
I'm literally just making that up. I could be right. I could be wrong.
Okay.
Google it.
Hey, when it comes to you and booze, I'm going
I'm
with you.
I'm going to go instinct.
Headquartered in Cognac, France.
Yeah. So there you see, go. I know my
you know
French
your booze.
Towns.
There you go.
And
okay.
The booze.
You can tell it by that boozy old laugh she has going.
That's right. Exactly. Oh, wow. My boozy old laugh. All right.
Okay. So, by the way,
that was kind of mean.
We want to remind you of this. Taco Bell did one of those during the NBA championship series. They did one of those steal a game. The taco promotions. Tomorrow's the day you get your taco. It's a free taco at any Taco Bell from 2 to 6 tomorrow afternoon. So there you go.
Okay.
So now, in the meantime,
I think J.N. Phillips was doing a similar thing. If you put your fist through your window the way LeBron James broke that blackboard, you'll get a free windshield.
Maybe that's. We'll have to talk to them about that.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.